for coming this morning.
Kum lenin ablak demora. We are up to the Zion and Beis on the bottom of the page, where the Shlokish said that Tamina Chomin don't have to pay taxes for protection because they are like sand, and the Maisim Tovim like sand, and it's just like sand protects us from the water. So to the Maisim Tovim protect them. Says the Gemara, ki also the Kamei Rabbi Yechon, but this was brought before Rabbi Yechon. Omele, he said, my time will take me loha. Why didn't the Shlokish bring from the following pasuk, where it's Chayde Klor? Ani Chayme, the pasuk says, I am your wall, Vishodai, and my chest is Kimigdolis, like towers. Ani Chayme, Zutayde, Tayde, is like a wall. Vishodai kimigdol, when you're learning Torah, it's like a wall, it protects you. Vishodai kimigdolas, and my chest is like towers. Elu tamid chachamim. These are tamid chachamim. Are they the ones who are out there who are teaching others, or like towers giving to others, and they are the protection. Why did he bring that? For the Shlokish Savolok, Yedorah Shirov, the Shlokish Savolok says, Ani Chaymezu Knesset Yisrael, the Eden, like a wall, they are separated from the Goyim. They have nothing to do with the Goyim, like a wall around them. That's how all Eden behave. The Shodai Kim Migdolus Elu Batei Knesset, Batei Knesset, the towers by us, is Batei Knesset, that's why I have to be the tallest building in town and so on. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda, Rom Karger, but he wants to levy the tax on the rabbis. Omle Rav Nachman Beishchok, Avarta, Rav Nachman Beishchok said to him, you were over on a posting in the Teda, Ad Nevi'ah, posting in the Vim, the Aksub, and a posting in the Ksub. Ad the Raisa, you're over the posting in the Teda, the Ksib. It says in the posting, it says in Zeis Abrocha, Af Chayvev Amim, even when you're showing your fondness for Goyim, Kol Kedosha, nevertheless, all of your holy people, Biyadech, are still in your hands, you take care of them. Amay, look at Baruch HaBashar, Afil B'Shar Shad B'Chab Amim, while eating on Golos, and you're showing your fat. Favoritism to Goyim, Kol Kedoshim V'Decha, the Kedoshim Tamechom, you take care of. Then it's in the pasuk, V'Hem Tukul Raglecha, they walk them on their feet. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, El Tamechom Liza Tamechomim Shemekatzim Ragleim, that they wear out their feet, me ear to ear, from city to city, Medina to Medina. Why Luma Teda, go from Yeshiva to Yeshiva to learn Teda. Then it says the pasuk, Yisa, they will carry Midabreisecha, they carry your words. Lisa V'Litim B'Dibreisa Shemokim. Why they travel from place to place so they can debate your words. So you were able to that because you charge them a tax for protection. They should protect them. Ad Nevi is also possible. Nevi and Yisrael. It says in the passage, "Gam ki yitnu begoim." Even when you place them by goim, and we'll soon see what the word yitnu means. Ata now a captain, I will gather them together. Vayachelu ma'at, and I will reduce a little bit memasa melavosadim from the weight, the burden from the kings, which is taxes. Amrula Ula said, "Passage that was not Rami Nema." The word yitnu here is actually an Aramaic word. E tonu kulu, and from the word learning, yitnu that means giving, but learning. If all the Yidden learn Torah, then Ata Kapsim, you'll take us out of Golus, and you'll bring us Mashiach. But V'im, for some reason or other, Rashi changes the word Ata to Bekarev. Why doesn't it just say Ata, like literally, that all the Yidden learn Torah, Mashiach will come straight away? Modern Rashi. Rashi, the third line says, Ata Kapsim, Bekarev a Kapsim. Why does it have to do that? And v'im atme, if only some Eden learn Taita, then what am I going to do? Then yachelu m'maso sarim, I will reduce their taxes; they don't have to pay. So that's the second thing you did wrong. Ad k'suvi again against k'suvim d'chsiv. It says in the k'suvim, he says that when they're building the base of Mikdash, you take a levy, do not charge the following people, and do not charge the following levies. A levy known as Minoda and Beloy and Bahaloch, these are three kinds of taxes. Don't place on these people the Tamil Ram. What are these taxes exactly? That is the tax that every person in the country has to pay, like an income tax. Baloi, zu kesek, or gold, a head tax. And vahalech, zu anuna. Anuna means you have to pay a percentage of your revenue, percentage of your income. According to Rashi, Taisa disagrees. Taisa holds some kind of when armies pass by, everybody has to feed them.
We tasted it before. It actually tastes like that.
Yeah. The what?
That it's to support the gaiosis.
The word anuna? No, we had a tax, another tax before. We had it, but not the word anuna.
Yeah, it's the
entire
of the produce.
Rashi says that. But yeah, Rashi said that's what it is. It's a part of the revenue from the field, but the taste is not. We won't do that.
That's the city rights.
It's called Anuna. levy the tax on the same. They want to build a new well. How can you charge the same right now before you even started digging the well? What happens when the water forms? That means the whole thing is megatars. And everywhere else will be meichel, but yes, you same cannot be meichel the money. I'll take for them. And me medavel. If there was water, fine. And he like my deal. I'll give them back the money. You don't need them mechila. I will technically return the money to them. But everyone has to contribute. La'agle gapa to the doors of the city, you have to pay. I feel me, even the same. But not the rabbanon. Anything to do with protection, security, the rabbis are safe. Aber rabbanon le'tzichin etero, so they don't need the protection. Because the Torah that they learn, see, the shlokish learns it's a ma'isim tovim. The chiluk in the shlokish learns it's a ma'isim tovim that protects them. And the way Rabbi Yechezkel learns it's a Torah that protects them. Everyone has to pay for a well of for water. I feel but they also need to drink. Only they don't themselves go out with shovels and dig. They hire people. They themselves go out with shovels and the rabbanon. Pastish for the rabbanon to have shovels in their hand and to make holes. Rebbe Pasa, the famous Gemara. Rebbe Pasa, it was a hunger year. Rebbe opened up his, Rebbe being the wealthiest man, he opened up his treasures and he started distributing food and everything else. Amar Yichantzu, who should come in? Bale Mikra, those who learn Chumash, Bale Mishnah. Those who learn Mishnah is Bale Gemara, those who learn Gemara, and Bale Alocha, Bale Agoda. If you're in any one of these disciplines, come in. Aval Ame Ha'oretz Al Yichantzu. Amiratzim, they're the cause of the hunger in the first place. Amiratzim, the Rebbe's opinion was. And therefore, why in the world should I help them out? Dochak Rabbi Yenis and Ben Amram. There was one time that Rabbi had a name of Rabbi Yenis and Ben Amram who pushed his way in. Vinichnes, and he came in. Amle Rabbi, pardon the same. Rabbi, feed me. Amle Beni, Karishi, Lin Chumish, Amle Lav, Shanisa, which is hard to understand. If you don't learn Chumish, why are you then going to the next step, Mishnais?
Why are we calling him Rabbi?
Sorry?
Rabbi Yenis and Ben Amram.
No.
You're calling him Rabbi, and I let
the Gemara's calling him, not the Rabbi. We'll soon see. But the Rebbe, he said, why would the Rebbe ask Chumash then from Chumash? If you don't know Chumash, Chol Pachas B'Shnayis.
Should go the other way around.
Yeah, should go the way around. Only Lav, no. Im Kein B'Mev Fanasech, on what right, on what ground should I feed you? Omli Panasoni, Kekele V'Kaede, feed me like a dog and like a crow. Because by a dog, it says that Rashi brings down and disagrees that a dog has ability to eat once every 3 days because it's the poorest. I think more is famous. Less Anya Kekele V'Kaede, less Atira Kekhazira. That the richest animal is a chazan, and the smaller, the poorest is a dog. So if they don't have food, their food lasts for 3 days. I'm like a dog; I haven't eaten for days. Please feed me. And also a crow, also the same thing. And we say by a crow, it says, the Eibusha highlights the fact that he feeds an Eidah. They're all achzorim; they don't take care of their own. So therefore, the Eibusha has to feed them. So feed me. And Rashi brings a medrash that says because the parents of the crows are so achzori, so cruel, they don't even feed their own kids. So the Eibishter makes it that the kids out of the excrement that they produce, the worms form inside, and those worms become the fodder of these birds because the parents don't care for them. So feed me.
But it's a special midah of rachmonis the Eibishter on these two animals.
Yeah. Oh, because noisin lebehema lachma, the gematria of behema is kelev. Gematria behemah is kelev, as it says in Tosfos here. Only thing is, there's a Mishnah. In Klayim, there's a machlekes, which is a meir and chachamim, if a kelev has a din of a chay or a behemah. Which is interesting, Tosfos doesn't bring that. But Tosfos brings that the behemah is gematria kelev, the word behemah. So, noisin le behemah lachma liv ne'eda v'shalei crow, we're talking about a dog and a crow. Because, weiter. Busted the Nafik after Yenis Ben Amram left. Yosef Rebbe Kamestaya. Rebbe had regrets. No, he was taken in by what Yenis Ben Amram said, but then he had regrets. Why did I give him? It's against my principle. Well, he said, Oilish and Asati, Pitla Moritz, what was to me that I've shared my bread with an Amoritz? Very difficult Gemara to understand. Even though there's a lot of them for Shemana. But then we had a taste that said he never really hated Tamil Chacham that bad. It was just an expression.
No, but I just don't understand. Why does the Gemara call him Rabbi Yonis?
You've seen him in it. Wait till the end of the story.
Savoynus.
Yeah. Maybe actually he's your Talmud. He just didn't want to get up there and get food from you because he was a Talmud Chacham. Botku, Rebbe still wasn't happy. He had to check him out. He wasn't consoled. The Ashkech, and he found out. That's Taka Zayizus. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, he taught me a lesson. You come to Hakar. Why should anybody Taka use the merit of Taylor? Let everybody come in. Now, what was Rebbe's Havamina? So, Chatchila, why didn't he want to share with Rebbe Letaimei? Rebbe with consistent views. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe holds. He believes that Ain Purani is but all the problems we have in the entire world is El Bashulami Oretz, because I'm Ratzim. And he brings up right from a story. They make Kalila. There was once the money for a crown. The king decided he wants to buy himself a new crown, new jewels. So he levied the city, and all the people in that city were Yidden, and he levied them a very high tax. The Shadu Atveya, the city of Tveya. Also, the Rebbe came to Rebbe, and they said, we have to pay. They said, the rabbi should contribute as well. We just learned that Abban don't pay taxes. You guys have to shoulder their expenses. They said to Rebbe, Arukinan will flee. Aruku flee. Erku Palgai and half the Amaratzim fled. Dalu Palga, the king, then was Moichel half the cost. Also, Hanu Palga, the remaining half came along. Let the Rabban chip in. Arukin will run away. Aruku run. Erku Kulu. All the Amaratzim ran away. Pasha Hu Kavis. There was one launderer left of the whole town. Shadu Akavis. So the king now said the only guy who has to pay the taxes is this launderer. Ora Kavis. The launderer also ran out of town. Tveria was deserted except a few Tamei Nechamim. Poka Kalila, the tax was removed. So Rebbe says, you see, the tax is only for the Maratzim. The king never expected the rabbis to pay. They're the cause of all the troubles in the world.
Blame it all on the launderers.
That's it.
As long as the launderer remained, the tax remained.
Wasn't there a story with the
guy
with the laundering
and so on? Yeah, that was in Ksubis by Rebbe. Yeah, you also overhear everything. Yeah, these. How many people have been in the city? We said it should be considered a denizen 12 months. We learned in other places, Hachamed, somebody rides a donkey, Gamel is a camel, a vetus, and Mokmok. He knew a little bit what he was talking about. He didn't have Rashi yet. Mokmok from place to place. And they reside there. We know if you're individual, you get killed and your money doesn't get touched. But if an entire city, then you get a lower form of punishment. You get saif, you get a knife. Yeah, but your money is gone. So these people who are passing through, and they joined in avodah zarah. What punishment are they considered denizens of the city, and they get the same punishment meted out to them as everybody else, or they're considered individuals? So heim b'skila, they receive skila moina palu, because they're not part of the city. But the im nishtoh sham shleishim, they're there 30 days. Heim b'sai moina avod. So we see klivim here. How long do you have to reside in the city? 30 days. Not like Hamishah, 12 months. Depends on the wording of the pasuk. If it says yeshiva ir, or if it says lebnei masa, or if it says Yeshiva ir is 30 days. By inadach says the pasuk Yeshiva ir. That's the punishment. 30 days Yeshiva ir. But to be considered a bnei masa, which is a denizen of the city, is 12 months. So anymore, get time. We learn hamoidar no manjir or hamudar no manjir. Somebody said, I don't have any hamna from the city. Koshin is starting to have 12 months. Aslanas and menu. He said, I'm mad at myself. I don't want anybody in my city to have any benefit from me. If he says anjir, then 12 months he resides there. They can't have enough. So we see an anjir 12 months. But if he says Yeshiva ir, then Koshin is starting to. If he says the 3 days, Aslanas and menu can't have enough. Pachas mekamuta lanas and menu. You might ask, is this an open-ended thing in all the dinim? You've got to be there 12 months before you're considered a citizen. In order to start paying money for the food in the kitchen, 30 days is long enough that you have to start contributing. 3 months if you want to give to, before we can start demanding you give money to Dukkah. Shisha, 6 months before you have to start giving provide clothing for poor. Or Tisha, 9 before you have to start giving money to the Chavar Kedusha. They must have passed a year.
What's the meaning of the word stocking? What does stocking mean?
Cooper.
No,
all of these are tzedakas. We're breaking it down. All these are tzedakas.
Yeah, but Rashi says Cooper means stock.
So it means algame, not food and not clothing. Rent, all other necessities that a person has. What the breakdown? What, you know, with 30 months, 6 months? I don't know how the cheshbon. We're talking about building the maintenance of the city. When it comes to the maintenance of the city and it comes to the walls, everyone has to contribute. Even Yisaimim, but not the rabbis. It pays to be a rabbanon. The rabbanon leitzich and the terus rabbanon don't need protection. A papa, however, says when it comes to shura, fixing the wall, Ula Pasha, they used to have people used to be like security guards going around the entire wall, checking it out all the time. Or not so much security guard, more to check the maintenance. Ula Tarzina, and those who watch the weapons of the city, I feel me yasme, they collect me same. Anything to do with security, Rabbanon are exempt. Klali Milsa, call Milsa, anything with a benefit, then I feel me yasme, even if you say me, you'll also collect. Rabba Ramat Zdoka Rabba wants Levi Zdoka Ayasme de Bay Mamoyan and the orphans of Bay Mamoyan. I'm the Bible Tarishma, you name Paiskin Zdoka, the same as the Pinishwim. You don't collect Zdoka, you same even for Pinishwim. I'm the another Achshavunuka Avdina. On the contrary, you know why I gave them Zdoka? I asked Zdoka because now they feel good that they contribute like everybody else and people look up to respect them. Ifrahurmis.
Is this by Marion, some famous family that we should know who it is, or it's Stami just mentioned?
They're very wealthy, we had them a few times. Ifrahum is Aima the Shava Malka. Ifrahum is the mother of Shava Malka. Sometimes Shmuel, the Amoida, is called Shava Malka. We had it just recently in Bar Matzia. Sometimes this guy called Shava Malka. Shadre Anakin, the Dinah Kamar, he once had a whole wallet full of coins. To Rabbi Yasef and Amra, she said, this is Ifrahum is. Lehev Lemitzah Rabba, I want you to use for a big mitzah. Teshir has a whole discussion how Rabbi Yasef was able to take money. You now take Zdokah from a guy. How was he able to take Zdokah from a guy? Either because the Shalom Malchus is allowed to take Zdokah from a guy. And then he asked, how can Gemara Erechim will find that they took money from a guy to put a candle in the shul? So he says, donating to a shul is like a carbon, and goyim allowed to bring carbonus, the dorim and the davis. Ish, we learn out that a guy can give a carbon, just like he can give a carbon. So donating to a shul, you know, not money, but to give. Yeah, it's like a carbon. So it's okay, what have I
to get the money for a specific cause in the shul, is that considered?
It seems to me if you're buying things of the shul itself, not you're not allowed to take money from the doctor from a guy to give to either Shapur because it's a chil Hashem that we need to get from the goyim, and the Eibush is not taking care of us. The goyim have more rachmanos on Eden than the Eibush does. We'll see anymore if you like now. It's a chil Hashem. Unless it's a dark yishalom, but if you don't take the money, then itself is a chil Hashem. So, whatever. So then.
So,
in other words, if there's all these charity funds out there, Jewish charity funds give to all sorts of causes. A Jewish charity fund can't even apply for them. I remember Rabbi Groner got. Okay. That places don't take. You take, you say you're designating it to the. The bathrooms or whatever, to other parts of the building that are not Kedusha.
To get grants from the giving, so will they give it to the community? We're Jewish ones, we'll take it.
Same thing, I'm saying. So you'd be using the money, allocating the money for things that are not, or it's a dark yishol, maybe because we give them, they give us. And
he's in the dark yishol, the W.
Both ways. It's all part of you have to live, if you live as a member of the society, and therefore we should be around and everywhere. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Maim, boys, was thinking, mitzvah Rabba, what's a big mitzvah? Because he stressed that you don't take money from the doctor from Yisrael, even Pinyin Shvuyim. What's the even? That shows, that highlights that Pinyin Shvuyim is considered the greatest mitzvah. Shmami, no, Pinyin Shvuyim, mitzvah Rabbi. I told you last time this, all these gemaras are a difficulty to the Shiltas and the Avodah Zarah brought down the Tosfos of Yerav, I think it is, where the Shiltas of Pinyin Shvuyim is not a great mitzvah. And the Shiltas that I is, it says you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah only for two mitzvahs. You know, it doesn't say you're allowed to. It says, you know, you're allowed to sell to marry a woman and to learn Torah. It doesn't mention Pinyin Shvuyim. Anyway, Amalei Rabba Baramari Min Hamilsa. How do we know the following? So therefore, Pinyin Shvuyim is the greatest mitzvah. How do you know the following? Amar Rabban Pinyin Shvuyim is Rabbi. How you talking about Pinyin Shvuyim is the greatest mitzvah? Why is Pinyin Shvuyim greater than anything else? Feeding somebody who hasn't eaten. Why isn't that a big enough mitzvah? Amalei Dechsiv is the pasuk. It says in pasuk that V'hoyah Ki Yoyim Ruvi Lecha. We will say, on the Nazi, where should we go? But Martelin, you say, Koyamar Hashem, the Abisha said, Asher Lamov is Lamov, those who die naturally will die naturally. Asher Lacher, Lacher, those who die by sword will die by the sword. Asher Lorov, Lorov, those who die from famine will die from famine. Asher Leshevi, Leshevi, those who die from pigeon shrewim, who captives will die from captivity. Why are they separating these four? They're all dying. What's a chilik? It means each one is severe than the next, than the one before it. How do I know that chedev is worse than natural death? Why do you need a body more? If you're dying from a sword, you know, it gets all messy. If you die natural death, it doesn't. I mean, I'm not sure what he has to even give us water. The body said, hey, you died prematurely, and he died when you're supposed to die. The body said, Makra, it says in the Pasik, that Yoker Be'eni Hashem, it's precious in the eyes of Hashem, Hamav Sol HaChasidim, that the Chasidim would die naturally. Rav Kosher Mechara, famine is worse than Mechara said. The body said, Mesvara, Haikom Mitztai, Vahailokom Mitztai. A sword is 1, 2, 3. Famine, hunger is a terrible, terrible, painful experience. Anybody's in Makra? Or I can tell you, there's Gora Pasik. It says in Eicha, Toivim Hayachal Chedem Chalirav. Better off for those people who were struck by a sword than those who died from hunger. And Shevi Kosher Mekulam. Why the Kula East Nubay? Every one of these things is there. You know, captivity. So therefore, they're hungry and they get cut up and then everything else. That's what I thought. We learned. Kupa shal tzedakah. Now, the next few days, we'll learn all about tzedakah. The kupa of tzedakah, when you come to collect tzedakah, nigbiz b'shtayim, you should always have two people there. When it comes to collect tzedakah, gabay tzedakah, umizchalek is when you distribute it, b'shloisha, you should always have three people there. What's pshat?
Is that why these the rebels come collecting
always have a shamash? No, that's it. Nigbiz b'shnayim, why do you need two people when it comes to collecting tzedakah? She'ein oisim sroros ala tzibur pachas b'shnayim. Since you're collecting tzedakah and minhadin yalad, you know, they used to force people to give tzedakah. So therefore, when it comes to the idea of sroros, when it comes to implementing and forcing people to do things, the minimum is, a minimum of two. Why I need three? Why I need three? Because it's in a way, it's like dini mamonis, because you have to decide how much to give out. And it's like a business. You're deciding, determining how much to give out. And therefore, that's why it's, it's like a business. You need three people. Interesting, Rashi says, what are you working out? Rashi, how much money they need. Some people have less money than more money. Rashi says, how many kids they have? How many dependents? How many dependents do they have? Yeah. Rather than Rashi emphasis like that, rather than how much money they need, you know, it could be this guy earns $200 a week, this guy earns $100 a week. Tamchoi, that's the food kitchen. Nikbiz b'shloisha, that you collect with three people. Umizchalek is b'shloisha, and you divide. Why do you have to collect three people that? Shegavuya v'chaluka shavim, because they used to do it every single day. So if you're going to have two to collect, and then somebody, a poor man, comes, I need food, you're going to have to wait to get a third person. It's not fair. So we'll always have three people, because you're always distributing it. Because as Gemara says here, tamchoi v'chal yoyim, and kupa v'rishal v'shabas. Kupa was on Fridays, but tamchoi food was every single day. Tamchu lani oilam, tamchu is for any other man. And kupa lani ir, the kupa, the money that he's to give out, the kupa is only for the locals. V'rashoyim b'nei ir, lasa kupa, tamchu, tamchu kupa. The b'nei ir can swap the money that you gave for this, for that, and that for this. And nochmer v'lashanoysu l'chomashe yirtu. They can change it to whatever they want, and a bein tam holds, even for a dover shus, even not for mitzvah. Here, look how you're giving a mitzvah tzedakah to feed a poor person. They can decide to use it to maintain the city or something that's not b'chal under the mitzvah. Yeah. And a bein tam should do that all personally all the time. Talking about bite, then v'rashayim b'nei yeir lahasal amid. This is all the laws of union, which is actually more on the next page. And but Hashem in the ear, the people, the city, are allowed to make rules. Allowed to, for example, Lahasa Lamida, the people in the city together can come together and change. Say, a pound used to be 16 ounces. A pound now we decide it'll be 10 ounces. They can do that. Only your Lashon is there. A liter is what? Is a 100 mil. So they 1,000 mil. So they can change that and make it 500 mil. They can do whatever they want. Valasha Odim, and they can fix prices. They can fix wages, minimum wages, and so on and so forth. They can penalize people who don't follow, abide by their rules. That's the power of a community or a board of a city. Zayin to the year later. See, Amar Mar, we learned, you don't have control over a community unless you have two people. That's why you need two people. Menon Mila, how do you know? Amar Avnachum Kro, says the Pasik by the Mishkan, Veheim Yikhu, says of they will collect the gold. They in plural. Because the two people, Sroros, is a Hudlavdi. We need two people, not because we need Adis. We need Sroros. But truth matter, even one person's believed. And I'll show it to you. He had two brothers and they were in charge. Now, if it's Adis, if it's credibility, two brothers are believed like
one. One is counted.
Yeah, but it comes Srodas, two have the Srodas. If any more, the Maiser said, why do you need Srodas when it comes to Zdaka? Because they used to force people to give tzedakah even on Friday afternoon when people say, oh, I'm busy, I'm running around. Eliyo is not coming today because we're so busy. What's Hakhtar Chani now? I need tzedakah today. And yet they can come and tell him, no, even at Shabbos, he gives tzedakah. Ain't not so vaksiv. It says, if a kadati, and I will remember, I'll call loichets of all those oppressors, all those nudniks, all those people who are knocking door and demanding money. They're the oppressors, they harass people. Like Kasha, if the guy is wealthy, then they have every right to harass him. If the guy is not wealthy and you harass him all the time for money, then the gabbets doctor will have to come and give a cheshbon to the Eibishter, why did you harass other Yidden? The question that all the Rishayim ask is, how can you force on tzedakah when we learned in Gemara Chulin that any mitzvah say shematan tzchor betzida, that means any mitzvah say, you know, the famous story, the story there about Kibbutz Avraham, where they took this guy and they tied him up, and then the Bezin wanted to beat him because he didn't listen to his father, so they were told, you're not allowed to do that because since the Torah says, L'man yadichun yomecha, the Torah gave this char, then Bezin doesn't intervene. So what do you do with tzedakah? It says over here also. The glal of Rezeh, you know, you'll get all these brachas. There's many answers. One answer, that tzedakah is different because there's a lav. It says, like, Amr's lav. Because there's a lav there, therefore the Bezin has a right to give malchus.
No,
no, no. So not going to say. It's true. So therefore the Bezin has a right to give you malchus. Others say that he was cajoling. Kfir means with vorim. They used to, Srodas means they used to nudgen, and cajole you. And others say that the Bezin doesn't have to give you malchus. Bezin has to mete out punishments where they see it. But here they don't have to. If they want to, they can. They don't have to. That's a few of the answers they're given. All right. Kihar, it was a story. Rava, Achva, a Rava once went and forced him. It took him $400 for the tzedakah. Tell the posse, that about bringing a man once screaming about this posse, the next Gemara. Vamaskilim yazhiru kizayir erikedel. Shine like the great luminaries in the sky. Who are we talking about? Who are these maskilim? Zedayin shedondin emes la'amita. A dayin who judged emes la'amita. Tesis already asked me, emes la'amita. Well, it's double emes. Emes of emes. Says Tesis. If, let's say that if you follow the protocols and everything else, the halacha should be so. But you have a gut feeling that these witnesses are lying, or you have a gut feeling that this person is not telling the truth, but you can't prove it. Then don't pass him that he should. Don't pass him that he should win because it's not emes la'amita. It's called a din meruma. That you feel that it's wrong and you feel that everything is wrong, but you can't put your finger on it. Don't paskin.
So what do? You just say I'm refusing to paskin?
Look at this. Listen together. Dinam Lamitai. MS La Fuke Dimrum. Afagav, even though she aidim oisai that testify, ein mechatchim oisai. Don't paskin. Kimin she yoidim she meshakin. You know that they're not telling the truth. You just can't prove it.
So you do it, sure.
No, you walk away. You know, don't pass it. Don't say pass it the other way around. You can't pass it either. You just don't pass it. Exactly. So if you have a gut feeling, you know, you can't. It doesn't say you can't pass it the way because you can't do it either. Just don't pass it. Okay. Those who do justice for the public, they're like stars. Forever. They go out there and they bring out the light everywhere as well. But still, I'm skinny, included in Zohar Ki. They're more than just stars. They are like the great luminaries in the sky. Who are these Matzdiki Rab? Like stars. Forever. We mean forever. Elu Melamde Tanoikis. Kigoy man like who? Omar Rav said, "Kigay Rav Shmuel Bar Shelet, like Rav Shmuel Bar Shelet." The Rav Ashkechelet Rav Shmuel Bar Shelet. Rav once met Rav Shmuel Bar Shelet. This is what the Rav was spoke about for bringing. What a dedicated teacher is. The Havikoy Beginos. He was standing in a garden, and he looked lost in thought. Amaleis, he said to him, "Shavkeselam Musar, you're a teacher in school. You left. You deserted your profession." Amalei Hatleis Hashanin Lechazili. 13 years I haven't been teaching, but I want you to know about Hashtanami, that Toya Lai. I'm still concerned about my Tamidim. How are they faring? And as it says in Shabbat Tzuvah Maritots, that he was not a teacher of Beis HaMedrash or Shakel. He was a Tanoi Gishmas Rabbah of young little kids. And he was still thinking about them. And that's what a dedicated teacher is. But Rabbanan, my... So who did Rabbanan compare to? He went through a Dayan, a Gabbai Tzedakah, a Malam de Tanoikis, and where did Rabbanan fit in? Amravina, oh, the Rabbanan, the Oyavav, Ketzeis Hashem, and Gibrosa, they're even greater... They're even greater than a dying Shadon Dino Islamite. They are Kitzeis Hashem in its full glory. It's for glory. I think there's a whole issue here. It seems from here that a Gabbai's duck is greater than a Malamba Tanakis. What do you call it? Sorry, it says. Yeah. There's a question: who's greater, Gabbai Tzedakah or Malamed Tanakis? Because the Gemara goes through who you should get your daughter married to, and it says if you don't, your daughter doesn't marry. If you cannot marry a Gabbai Tzedakah, no, marry a teacher, a first grade teacher. So it sounds like a Malamed Tanakis is
that the Machlokes of Shlokas and Biyochanan on the previous page? What's greater was the Talmud or Meister? Isn't that what we just had here? The which is the biggest chus?
In a way. Gabbai Tzedakah now learns the rules of etiquette for Gabbai Tzedakah. We don't want to cast any aspersions on the Tzedakah fund, so this is how they have to behave. Gabbai Tzedakah ein rashoyin lifrei ze mizeh. The Gabbai Tzedakah cannot separate from each other because then people will suspect that one guy is doing something fishy over there if they go together. Remember, you learn that you go in twos. Aval poyder ze l'shar v'ze l'chonus. This guy, they can walk down to the market. This guy can go to the front gate, and this guy can go to the front of the store. As long as they can see each other in line of vision and collect from two people. Why go two people go every time to one person collect? They can split up as long as they can still see each other. If a Gabbai Tzedakah is walking down the street and he found a couple of dollars on the floor, if you put them in your pocket, people suspect you just got some Tzedakah money and you're putting it in your pocket. Place it in the Tzedakah pushka. When you go home, that's when you take it. Let's say your friend owed you $100. Your friend paid you the $100 on the street. Everyone knows you're the guy by Tzedakah. If you put it in your pocket, what are they going to think? That you take Tzedakah money and you're using it for yourself. Don't place it in your pocket. Place it in Tzedakah pushke. You take it when you get home. Talmud Rabbi learned, Gabbai Tzedakah she'ein lehem ani lechalek. What does the Gabbai Tzedakah do when he has no poor people and it's all these copper coins which get for Javid over time? They get or green and all that. Is Pertin lachedim. So they change it over to silver coins. But don't do it yourself because people will suspect that you've cheated the system. Do it to others, the Pertin la'atzman, and not for yourself. Gabbai tamchu, if you collect food, and food is a perishable item, she'ein lemanim lechalek, moichren, you have to sell it, but don't sell it to yourself. People think that you're underpaid, but sell it lachedim. Ain moichren la'atzman, you cannot pay for yourself, take yourself. Moichren tzedakah, money tzedakah. Ain moichren time when you count, tzedakah money, never counting on twos. People think that you're deliberately, missing, putting twos and you're only counting one. And later you'll say, that's how much money we have in the fund, and you'll pocket the rest. Ela achas, one coin at a time. In the beginning, I would not sit on the chairs of the shul, these mats on the shul, because they used to use kupon money, and if they didn't have any poor people, maybe before you let it change, they used to use tzedakah money and buy mats for the shul to be comfortable. And I thought it was wrong to the money that was collected to feed the poor. What are you doing buying mats for the shul? Kivan the Shama Lahar the Tanya, after I heard the Braisa where it says Vilasha Noisil Khomasha Yirtsu, the Gabbai Tzedakah can swap it wherever they want. Havi Yosef started sitting there. Omra Bai Bai said Maresh in the beginning, Havi Ovid Ma Tre Kisi. In the beginning, I used to have two separate coupers for Tzedakah. Chad la Nidalma, one for the general public, Armalite, but Chad la Nidalmasa, one for the locals. Kivan the Shama Lahar the Mashmul of Avdime. Ovid, after I heard what Shmuel said, Bar Avdime. That Gabbai Tzedakah could do whatever he wanted with the money. Ovid Chadgi. So what I did was I made one pushka. But Asni Allah, and I made a tanai with the community. When you gave me money, you should know that I can do whatever I want. This is what Shmuel Bar Tachlifa said. Make a Tanai with the people in the community that you can do what you want, then everything's all right. So therefore, then on, Ovid Chad Kisa made one wallet, Va'asnila. Rav Ash said, no. And no, Asnila, Nam Lachlifa. The whole, the Ka'asi, anybody brings me money, Adaita the D, Asi. They know that I'm doing it, that I'll distribute whatever I want. Well, the Mandabina, even whoever needs it, whoever's in need, I will give the money to. Stop here.